Hey guys, welcome back to
Deuces.
So I read this article
mm-hmm.
that doing the dirty
mm-hmm.
Is essential to like running 6 miles.
Really?
That's supposedly.
There has to be a time involved. Where, like, you have, like, a minimum time?
I don't know, maybe.
Mm.
But, so then I was thinking,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, 6 miles. And it dawned on me, I'm like, yeah, but I also haven't ran 6 miles in, like, 7 months, so.
Yeah. That's your opening line. I was so interested in the statistic. Like, yeah, you know, have sex for, like, 2 minutes, and it's the equivalent of a 6 mile run.
You're sitting here thinking like, man, I really need to go to the gym and
yeah, like oh I don't have to do that
is
anymore.
Is this gonna get me ready for a marathon? Like the Tough Mudder.
You'd assume everyone could do the Tough Mudder now. It was okay.
So it's been 2 weeks.
Yes. Welcome back to Deuces, the show where two mid-20s men talk about Vampire Diaries, stimulating your heart through various activities, and French fries.
Yeah, French fries. I don't remember ever talking about French fries.
Well, we are now. It's on my list. Talk about French fries and your obsession with them.
And we are actually together for the first time, too.
Yes.
Which, before anybody gets upset. We're still not supposed to. But we're not seeing anybody else besides the party that we went to this past week.
Yeah, definitely haven't seen a bunch of people during this entire quarantine.
But it's our 9 close friends that nobody's really been anywhere.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Even though the one guy moves furniture and sees at least one new person a day.
Yeah, I thought he wasn't working.
No, he's working again.
Well, I know he's working now, but...
Yeah. No, I think at first he wasn't working, but now he's back to normal job.
We're in Andrew's new apartment.
Mm-hmm. I've been here for 2 months. You know what? Speaking of this apartment, yesterday I was, you know, on my couch, watching Star Wars Rebels with my pants off, obviously. And, if you're home by yourself, why would you have pants on?
Why would you have pants on? I mean, I'm more likely to have a shirt off than pants off. I've never understood that.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't keep my shirt off because of the leather couch.
Yeah.
But so I'm just there watching Star Wars Rebels. And then I hear, like, my doorbell ring. I'm like, that's weird. I'm not expecting anybody.
And wait, were you really sitting here without pants on?
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I got, where'd I put my pants? And they're over there in the corner. Like, I just threw them over or whatever. And then I thought, you know, and then impatiently, the doorbell rang again. I'm like, this is weird. Like, who on earth is coming over? Like, is it my landlord? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to, like, grab my pants, put them on. Third doorbell rings. I'm like, wow, what the hell is going on? And I stand up. I look out the window. There's a cop car out there parked right next to my car. I'm like, oh, God. What did I do? You know, did I sell, you know, illegal gambling? Or, I don't know what it was. But in my mind, I thought, all right, I'm guilty. I'm going to prison. This is it.
And you're going to drop the soap and accidentally your life's over with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was already steering into that. And I open up the door and I actually left open. This door, I opened up the apartment building door, and he said, hi, I'm looking for whoever used to live here before, like, I think, like, Victoria.
Oh, so they, oh, yeah, that's right, because you live in an apartment building, so when they ring it, it's actually, they're outside of the first door.
Yeah.
So they're ringing your actual apartment number.
Yeah, my actual doorbell.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, I don't know who that is. Like, you know, Victoria. I'm like, no, sorry. He's like, how long have you lived here? Like, 2 months. And the entire time, he's, like, not looking at me.
He's
looking inside my apartment.
Oh, because you left the door open?
Yeah. So he's like looking to like, maybe it's like a cautionary thing, like there's no one else in there, no one hiding, but then you just look and there's just Star Wars Rebels on the TV.
God.
You know. And then he's like, oh. All right. I'm sorry. And he just walks away. I'm like, oh, okay. But my heart was racing the whole time. I was just like, oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, that would be too. The way he's ringing on the door vigorously and you're
watching
Rebels with your pants off.
Yeah. You know, a children's show. But yeah, that was the scariest thing that happened this entire quarantine. It was just a police officer comes up to my car.
Yeah.
My house.
Well, also, didn't you say that somebody iced you?
Oh, my God, yeah.
So everyone, obviously everybody knows what icing is. Where yeah. Smear enough ice, somebody hides it, and you come across it.
Cleverly.
And
they were supposed to cleverly hide it, not just, like, sneak it in your pocket when you're looking at them.
Yeah, cleverly hide it.
We have experiences where our friends who suck do that, the latter option. But Jackie and I were out for a walk. I think it was, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. Still had a hangover. But from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
But we were walking, and we were gone for, like, 2 hours or something. And, you know, I always leave my apartment door unlocked but closed.
Yeah, because then you kind of, you know who's going to steal anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally just, like, 4 people who live in this other thing. But apparently my, you know, I come back and, you know, we were just watching TV or whatever. And then I go to get, like, a glass of water after being home for, like, an hour. And I look in there. I'm like, Jackie, what is this? And she's like, what's what? I come out and there's an ice and it's and there's a note of from Sticky 2585, which is my football team and what they call me, 585. And I thought, like,
when I saw Sticky, I kind of thought, but at the same time, I'm like, but how? Like,
yeah, because my mind was just like, what's going on? I don't understand what's happening.
My first thought was our friend, because you put in his truck for the next morning in ice.
Yes.
And so I just assumed because it was later in the day that he drove out there and did it.
So in my mind, I was just like, the door is always locked, like the outside door. Like, I know my door was unlocked, but, like, I just didn't understand. So I checked all the windows. I just kept asking her, like, did you do this? Did you, like, put an ice in here just to, like, mess with me? And she's like, no, I don't know how that happened. And then
you start hitting her. Tell me now.
Tell me the truth. I hate you. And then I...
That's why the cops are here, everybody.
Yeah, the next day she reported me. That's what happened. I got out on...
Good behavior.
Good behavior. But, yeah, so my buddy Jeff and Ricky, they drove around all through Buffalo on Sunday and, like, went to people's houses and delivered ices. And when they got to mine, apparently someone was, like, coming out of the apartment. And so, like, they got to sneak in.
Oh, so it was, like, perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect timing. They tried to open the door. The door was open. And then they're just like, oh, is this our stuff? Which, I know Jeff has seen my stuff before, but...
Yeah.
So then, like, they checked my passport. They looked, and they're like, everything.
How do they know... Wait, so they haven't been here. How did he actually even know this was going to be yours?
He sent me a wedding invite, so he had my address still.
Oh.
And then, like, they thought, oh, he's probably, like, in the basement or something. It's, you know, perfect timing. You know, for, like, doing laundry. And so, like, went in there and snuck out.
I didn't think about that.
And then I confronted them about it, and they're like, yeah. And, you know, they were all coy about it at first.
Yeah.
But it was, like, the greatest icing of all time.
To just, that was,
like,
really good, yeah.
Have an ice in your fridge that you didn't expect because luck was on their side.
Yeah, literally, because, well, I mean, when I came in, they had that door hanging open. So, I mean, now it makes sense how he would have gotten in here, especially if that time of day, if somebody just happened to be...
I just happened
but
to be
still,
out
what are the chances that four people living on this side?
Right.
So what are the chances of somebody walking out that that
not,
time?
You would assume not for good, but, like, because I don't hear many people, like, coming and going. It's like there's nothing to do. But yes, that was my Sunday, and it was already, like, I didn't feel good. I was, you know, you go through the stages like, I never want to drink again, and then you're like, oh, this stupid sugary drink, and then my headache was just starting to go down. Peaks back, right back up. It was awful.
I didn't necessarily have a hangover. I had a slight headache.
Mm.
But like you said, I could tell, like, it was from, like, having way too much sugar.
Yeah.
But, what was I going to say? But I was, like, I felt, like, out of it the whole day. Even though I got, like, a good amount of sleep, like, I still felt, like, weirdly out of it.
Like, cloudy a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't go through the stages of, like, not wanting to drink.
Mm.
But I did go, like, every time I do drink, it's kind of like, I got to drink. Still got to drink, like, less. And I feel like I'm doing better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink as much. Yeah. I'm not trying to say, like, I'm this alcoholic. But, like, each time,
I
can...
He has a damaged pancreas because of his drinking
habits.
Well,
I do, but that's not because... I mean, I know many more people that drink much hardcore than I do. And I wouldn't even say I drink hardcore.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, they classify as binge drinking, like, when you shock your body with so much.
Well, I think the last year when it happened, it was when... I didn't say this. I did hurt my pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
And
pretty much killed it.
Basically, there's only three reasons. Either your gallbladder or you have something with diabetes or chronic drinking. So I was in the hospital for 2 days because I couldn't eat anything because I would just throw it right back up. And apparently the doctors think that because nothing else came up as positive. It was from chronic drinking. So they questioned me very heavily if I was a chronic drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically it went me from drinking like casually, like maybe once a week if we had volleyball or something, yeah. to now I don't do that.
Yeah.
And then
although
I have
you
to
do,
start.
You break that all the time.
Well, I do. But then during that time, I used to take that was like when we always would do shots. Like wherever we would go out, we'd like.
It's crazy actually not all of us got affected by this, you know, by like some sort of organ destruction.
Well, you started like getting me to do more shots and then I wanted to get back at you. So I would start randomly doing shots when I knew that you weren't planning on it.
Yeah.
And so then we just kept like going back and forth and pretty much each time who would get the shots or start people drinking. And that's how it happened. That's how I mainly got drunk, was just doing shots. I didn't really ever drink
beer. It's actually, it's nicer that way, I think.
No.
Oh, okay. Right. Says the one without the pancreas messed up.
Because it hits hard, it hits quicker, and then I feel like you wake up much worse.
Nah.
Because it's never early.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's never early.
You know when it is early? At football. Like, because you start at like 1 in the afternoon, and then you're done by 7.
This is true.
That's...
But even this past time, we started at 6.
Yeah.
And that wasn't bad. Normally, we're ending at like... I've been at Louie's house...
Like 3 in the morning.
The past three times, 2 out of the 3 times, I was there until like 4 o'clock in the morning. So this time, me leaving at 1:30 was great.
Yes. I'm trying... Like, it's slowly, if we can get to like...
5? 4 o'clock?
3 o'clock. That way, I can be home by 10.
I don't see why, though.
Like,
there's no reason for us to be drinking that late.
I agree. I was telling that to Carly, and she's like, no, I don't want people over that early. And... I'm like, you dumb bitch. You know?
It's not even about being... We don't even have to go to their house.
Yeah.
Like, now, like, the thing is, we're not kids anymore. We don't have to have... I mean, I like bonfires, but that's when normally I would go to a bonfire because we all wanted to drink.
Yeah.
And that's all fine and dandy, but, like, now that the weather's nice, why can't we just go out and go to the bar at 3 o'clock and be home by 9, 10 o'clock and...
There's literally 3 bars within...
That's what I'm trying to say.
A mile distance here.
But also at the same time, when we get longer chances to drink...
Right.
And we're feeling okay, we're going to still stay out till like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, I can concur with that. It will probably happen.
But still would be better, because I feel like you're still... You're definitely not hitting your peak by the time you're ready to go home.
Yes.
You're ready to go home when you're finally slowing down.
Yes. When you're sobering up.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So do you want your Vampire Diaries update?
Does anybody else want the Vampire Diaries update?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm not on live this time.
I know. How will Alicia? What was her name?
Amelia?
That was...
Well, her name is actually Megan, but Amelia? Her name is Megan, but her username says Amelia, and Amelia is her middle name. I'm like, I'm just going to call you Amelia from now on. I haven't gone live in a very long time, actually. I've been busy at my house.
It's weird. The entire scenario is weird. Like, I go by Amelia. Real name is Megan. But... You can call me Amelia. But I finished the show. It's devastating. Damon, the one who murders people, and like the bad boy, black hair, piercing blue eyes.
I feel like guys are more into Vampire Diaries. I've heard more guys into Vampire Diaries than I heard girls go into Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think it's because like guys are watching it later on because their girlfriends are making them watch it like afterwards.
True.
But girls have watched it like it's their fifth time. My buddy Dan, he was saying like he gets into it because his fiance Courtney will put it on. She's already watched it like 6 times. Right? And he's just like watching it, but he'll like miss episodes. And so like he gets annoyed because he doesn't know what's happening. But he just wants to know, like, because it's his first time watching it.
Yeah.
So he just wants to watch it all the way through and just like know what happens. But Damon is the one who ends up with Elena. The two brothers fighting over the one smoking hot girl. Yeah, the bad boy gets her. But, you know, he's not perfect. He's the one who's always trying to, like, he'll do bad things. And he's like, oh, no, I'm changing for you, you know.
So you are watching a show about these two dudes fighting over
two brothers.
Two brothers that are equally probably as attractive.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And a hot, really hot girl. And they're out doing stuff. I know it's fake.
No. They do stuff. Like,
the
show, obviously.
But I'm saying, like, that in some way, there's somebody out in that world doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really cool, really good looking.
Mm.
And then there's somebody that sits at home or in their apartment watching Rebels pantless.
Yes. There's many ways to enjoy TV shows.
In their 20s.
Yep.
So it should be in their like their glory days right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm in quarantine. You know? I don't know what you want from me. But you know, that you brought up a good point of like watching people in TV, like, doing certain things. You ever notice how, like, in TV shows, this is actually one of my notes for the day. Mm-hmm. In TV shows, it's, like, it's the same people always, like, have relationships with each other. Like, in Vampire Diaries, both Stefan and Damon have sex and relationships with the same girls. Like, with multiple of the same girls. Like, that's how they fuel the show.
Oh, yeah, because it's, like, within the kind of, not the friend like group, the group, but in the, yeah.
Or, like, your cast or whatever. And I think myself, like, you know, it's, if it was reality, it'd be really gross, right? Just, like, hey, we're all gonna just have sex with the same people, and we're just gonna, every, like, 8 months, we're gonna just change partners.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm pretty sure the only reason why they do that is because they don't need to bring in another character.
Yeah. But, like, even looking at, like, that 70s show, like, Donna dates Eric Foreman, dates another character, Jackie, Mila Kunis, dates Kelso, Ashton Kutcher, Fez, and Hyde.
Well, it's similar to Friends.
Yeah, yeah, right? Where, what's it, Rachel dates Ross and Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, that is kind of a real situation.
In TV shows.
I don't think they ever, I think in real life, no one actually dates, but they definitely, like, kind of hook up and, like, start talking for a little bit.
Right.
But, like, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Like how you could have dated Carly at some point, I'm sure, because, you know, you were the hot redhead.
I dated her for, like, a day.
Oh, you did date her for a day, right?
Yeah, I still don't know why. Then she broke up with me over text.
Yeah.
And yeah, here I am, still hanging out with her. I'm playing the long game.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for them to get a divorce.
Because, well, or he'll die, because, you know, he has, like, kidney problems, right? So, like, and when they interview us, like, oh, do you think he deserves a kidney? Because I'm just like, no, he drinks every day.
Yeah.
Take him off the list. He doesn't deserve a kidney.
Meanwhile, guys, this is back in, like, 7th or 8th grade. So, like, back in 2007 or 2008.
Back when you knew, your heart knew what it wanted.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Grade. And so now I've just been playing it long now, and I'm slowly trying to, like, set the seed for them to get the divorce.
Yeah, I know. You've been, like, hanging out with him a little bit more.
A lot more.
You know, every so often you'll give Carly a compliment, like, oh, you're looking really pretty today.
Yeah.
Like, you do something different.
And then
hair?
I go over to her husband, Louie, and be like, yo, she's so, he was just talking shit about you.
Yeah.
Just
like, hey, you want to do a shot because you're angry now? Just, like, trying to ruin his kidneys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I always notice you punch him every so often in the back. You know, like a play,
I do that, yeah.
Like
yeah.
a play thing, like, oh, you got me good, Jason. Ah, my kidney, peeing blood a little bit. But yeah, that's the one thing I thought was weird about TV shows, that they don't really show
well. That's wise, because they don't have to, because then they did that, so I'm thinking of, like, The Big Bang Theory. They brought a few people in, and there was that one person I think Leonard was dating that they had had her in for, I don't know if it was the entire season, but at least half the season.
Yeah.
And that way you don't have to, because then you don't want people getting attached to them and then you leave. I don't know how that all works, but it's hard because then you got to find the right people. You got to pay more people.
Right.
Because then what's become, because then once you bring them into the world of dating, eventually they're going to find somebody.
Yeah.
And then that way, then you got to kind of make them into a full-on cast member.
Yeah. And then, like, you always want, like, certain characters who, like, start off in the beginning, like, liking each other. You always want them to end up together in the end.
Yeah.
Even though, like, they'll break up, get back together, break up again, you know, nonstop.
Yeah.
But, no. Speaking of breaking up, do you think you could be friends with an ex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you are. I mean, not, like, friends, but isn't the, would you say that you would not, I mean.
Well, it's not, I'm not going to go out of my way to, like talk to an ex all the time, or like,
I think it depends on if you guys became friends and, like, it didn't become awkward. I think now, because you guys haven't talked to each other in forever,
right?
And yeah, it would be weird if you went out of your way to, like, do something,
right? Like, hey, let's go get ice cream and bang,
like, to check up on each other. Yeah, but if you guys happen just to run into each other and start seeing each other more out of just coincidence,
yeah,
I don't think it's weird. I mean, I'm still talking to my ex, of one day from 8th grade,
yeah. You know, that's why I brought that up. Like, how are you actually managing that? Because, like, it seems improbable.
I cry, like, every time I get in the car. That's why I don't leave right away.
Yeah.
You see me just sitting there with the lights on? I'm
like, your head just hung down, your eyes.
I can't see. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I covered my eyes and just kind of, like, weeped a little bit.
I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say that maybe I am, but that's a little bit different just because I have to be.
Right. Well, you don't have to be. My parents hated each other, and I turned out okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's debatable. You're sitting here doing a podcast, and I walked in on you watching Rebels. So, I mean,
I've been having a rough week. No, like, I think probably it's different because you have to maintain a relationship when you have a kid, right?
Yeah.
But, like, with my first girlfriend, like, I have no interest in being friends with her, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, even, like, Natalie, like, if I see her, I'm like, all right, hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
But, you know, and, like, we follow each other on social media, but, like, I'm not...
Like, actually being friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be tough.
And then I think also just part of you just, like...
I think it depends, though, on the situation. Yeah. Like, how long have you... Was it actually, like, a relationship? Were you guys just talking? Like, what was it?
Right. I think... this is for me, personally. But
I think if you're both happy, it's already with somebody else, absolutely.
Yeah. See, I was thinking myself, like, at a point, I just, like, stopped caring about the person. Like
you write them off.
Yeah, right. You know, and I was told once in my life, like, when I care about someone, like, I care a lot. And then, like, after, like, a certain amount or, like, something happens, I just, like, write them off, like you said. And then, like, I just don't care. And then, so I feel like... In some, like, for some exes, it's just like, all right, if I see you, I'll be nice and everything, but I'm not gonna, like, care about you or, like, anything like that. Like, yeah. You could die. Like, all right.
Hey, how have you been? I don't give a fuck.
I don't know. You know, when we were at Ellie's wedding, Kate was there. I see myself, like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk to you. I have to sit at the same table from you. Like, we're, you know, as far as from me to you apart. And she, like, tried to ask me a question about something. And here, you know, I was...
You also started to drink, so then you're also more didn't care either.
Yeah. But then I think she asked me something, and I'm like, no. But it's not like I was spiteful. Like, I think I answered the question, but just, like, you don't care for a while. But I do enjoy bringing up her to, like, her friends, who are still my, like, Alien Trevor, you know, like, every so often. Like, when I get drunk, I'll be like, yeah, imagine, like... You picked me over her, the one who cheated on me, and, you know, you just, you know. I wonder, actually, if they think I care deeply about, like, being cheated on and all that stuff. Like, and it was, like, nearly 10 years ago now.
I mean, I know, but I still feel like it's still...
Yeah. I think they care.
But no, I think, you know, I know what you mean. Like, you think that it still hits you.
Yeah, but, it doesn't. But I want...
They're going back to her and just telling her.
I want them to think it hits me.
That's why she's so happy all the time, or seems like she's so happy.
Got him.
Yeah.
Got that son of a bitch. He still cries about me cheating on him when I was 19.
I don't think that's what anybody wants, is to feel like they are still caught up on somebody.
Yeah.
Or make it out that way and you're not. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I feel like you should. I feel like writing people off, after I write somebody off, I've never open back up, like, I never thought about them in that way. Like, it's almost like once they're written off, and I don't know how it works in your brain, but, like, so, like, all of our friends that we hang out with, like, the minute, like, Amanda got, not saying I ever thought about it, but like the minute that Amanda got
is that what you're saying?
Amanda started dating Jesse, it's like, okay, then you kind of write that off.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, once that happened, it's like, even if they broke up, it wouldn't even matter. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Like I said, not saying that I was ever trying to, but it's just...
I know exactly what you mean. Because, like, I remember, like, when I was single and she was single, and I'd be like, oh, not that I want to date Amanda, obviously. but, but, you know, I think, like, okay, like, I could hang out with her. Like, you know, like, we went and I had to buy, like, I went to buy something from, like, a guy on Facebook.
It makes it easier to hang out with them.
Yeah.
Then there's not that weird tension.
Right. And, like, so, then, like, if we ever happen to bang at a party, like, I'm not going to decline it. Right. But, like, now that she's with Jesse, it's just, like, totally written off. And, like, I know, like, I get comfortable, like I do with Alyssa, where, like, I put my arm, like, around her shoulder or whatever, you know. And, like, to me, in my mind, I'm thinking, like,
nothing. It means nothing. Yeah.
It means absolutely nothing. I have no interest in her. In that way. And it's weird, just, like, how your brain can just, like, off.
But, like, that's why I like it. And that's why, like, I was talking to somebody at work about it. Mm. About, like, I just want there to be more girls around. I'm like, because I just want more friends that are girls.
Yeah.
And so then they started making fun. I'm like, oh, there's a girl. You should go be her friend. And I'm like, actually, yeah, I want people that I can write off, because then it makes it so much easier to be friends with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, I just want some friends that are girls.
Yeah.
And maybe occasionally bang.
Right.
You know, I saw the one time that a friend did that to their friends in between relationships. So then they didn't, you know. So then they knew. So the girl's like, so I want them to know what they're doing for the next time. Like, why, like, can't I have a friend like that?
Like, you're teaching them what they should be doing.
You know,
yeah,
teaching.
Oh,
yeah.
That's smart. That's really generous.
It's usually like the people that have their hair dyed blue and, like, are going through a whole bunch of, like, dad issues and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love blue hair.
I was gonna make a joke, but I'm not going to. So
okay, I actually only went blue hair. Do you?
No. No.
I thought you were gonna say like red hair or like
brown, red hair. Yeah, the people that dye their hair more blonde or more red, those are the people you gotta watch out for.
Right. Didn't Curly dye her hair purple one time?
I think it was like a dark purple.
Oh yeah, yeah. And Natalie dyed her hair red at one point.
Yeah, I feel like the red is different, but like a bright blue.
Yeah, bright blue.
It's like attention seeking.
Yeah, it definitely. I mean, it's like a peacock scenario where, you know, what I always love about nature actually is so like with animals like peacocks and like ducks and stuff, cardinals, the males are beautiful.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Yeah, like hummingbirds.
Yeah, like vibrant colors and
blue jays.
They are always like the animal that people like love to look at. And then like you look at the female, it's just like brown and gray, and it's just like, ooh,
ugly.
Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah,
I want to throw up thinking about it. And I think like, you know, I don't know if this is normal for me, but like a lot of times when like I look at humans, I will say that I find guys like, oh, there's a lot of attractive guys out there,
mm-hmm.
but I'm much more like particular if I think a girl's attractive. I don't know if it's like what it is, but like I just want
to
like
it's like reversed. It's where in human, it's just like the girl needs to be because I see a lot of people. I see a lot of girls that are like really attractive that are with somebody that's not. I'm not saying they're bad looking, but they're like more average.
Yeah,
like you have this person that's like a 10. You have you're with this person that maybe like a 6 or a 7, and it's just kind of like they either were together since high school or and so like that's what I mean. Like so it's odd.
Or
to
he
see,
tricked her. Or like he like compels her, drugs her or something.
Yeah. So really, I mean, maybe they peacocked her because maybe there was something about it where like they were saying like, hey, he's not like gorgeously attractive, but there's still something about him. And then you start thinking about that person.
She'll
even
always
more.
Feel better about herself because like, she's like she's doing charity by dating like someone so below her.
But there's also people out there that are that good looking that know that it's like not the safe route, but they don't want like that. Good-looking guy, because then they're always going to be afraid that they're going to cheat.
Right.
Now you know that's what guys go through.
That's what you've had a rough time with. Because you're so attractive.
Yeah, exactly. I always thought, like, I peacock people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whenever you... Like, that's why Haley ended things with you, because, like, she's just sick of being overlooked all the time.
Always.
Everyone's just, like, looking like, oh, my God, look at Jason.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then she's like, guys, I'm here, too. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Looking at Jason right now.
She might listen to this. I'm not sure. She said that she started to listen to a podcast, but of course it's not ours.
It's not gonna be ours. Especially not like
For people that don't know, Haley is my ex that I had a child with.
Baby mama.
Yeah, there you go.
Ex fiance of a year. Dated for
eight and a half by the time we got it done. Actually it was really funny when I was telling people at work. It was the day that we were supposed to get married.
Mm-hmm.
It was that Friday. And I'm like, yeah, I'm supposed to be getting married right now. And like everyone stopped what they were doing, like just slowly turned to look at me. And like just, they were trying to judge on whether I was being serious or not. I just had this blank face. Like, yeah, no. Yeah. And like, they didn't know what to say after that. I made him so, I told like three people and they all had the same exact reaction. Because the minute I told the second person, I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. You just want people to feel bad for you.
And no, there was some, I don't know how it somehow got in the conversation that day. Got somehow like it just worked into whatever we were talking about. And then I purposely did it to the third guy. I set the guy up to talk about it. And then it was just because I found it funny. Because I would have probably the same reaction. Like you just turn to see if that person's like serious. Cause I just say it so casually. Like, yeah, I'm supposed to be getting married today.
Yeah. So then like when you hear that, you don't know like, is he ditching his wedding? Did he get broken up with? Like what do you want?
I got a lot of high fives after that.
Like, oh, nice man. Stick it to her.
Yeah.
You know, I always love it when, like, older guys, like, in their 40s or whatever, or even Louie, he's been married for, like, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
We have a friend that,
He'll be brought up all the time.
That's not Louie. I'm not going to bring him up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like, how I was just the shoulder thing I knew at the mouth. No, they'll just be like, oh, don't get married, or, like, oh, getting married was such a mistake. I just imagine when you're telling this story, a bunch of, like, guys in their 40s, like, oh, lucked out on that one kid. Now let's go stare at the office girls.
Basically. I feel like, though, that's, like, the thing to do is that you kind of joke about it. And I feel like the way Louie jokes about it is much different than the other guy that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I almost believe the other guy, but it's almost like, yeah. I don't want to say two-faced, but like
his
wife
is awful.
I mean, I kind of agree, yeah. But I mean, Louis is too.
Yeah. For now, until you marry her and you treat her right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm going for the 20-year thing.
Yeah, and you don't even try and make her become a nurse. You just like accept her as she is.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what you should do is, like, as you are remodeling your house and everything, mm-hmm. is you make your house look identical to their house. And that way it's just an easy transition for when she moves in with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she already likes kids, right? And
I already got one.
Carly was telling me the other day when I was moving furniture with them. It was probably like 2 weeks ago. And she's like, you know, Louis, you know, I could either have kids or not have kids. I don't care. Right? Like, it'll be your decision if you want to have kids, if you want to have it. Awesome. Well,
that's like reverse psychology for sure.
I don't know. And then Louis was like firmly like, you know, I want to have kids, which I would definitely expect the opposite there.
I don't.
Oh.
Anymore. Like a year or two ago for sure.
Mm. But yeah.
I see the way he watches children.
Oh. Intently. But
I see the way he's growing out that mustache.
Right.
And watching children play.
Wants to be one of those dads at the playground.
The 70s glasses.
Carly could have no kids, and then, you know, you just have Liam, and, you know, she raises him, and boom.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have your magical life together. Exactly. And Liam will be old enough at a point where you can just leave him at home. You go on the cruises that you both like.
That's in, like, 8 years or less.
Yeah, right?
Or, no, 8 years or more, sorry.
Yeah, it's a long game.
True.
Right? And then I guess I'll just be doing this podcast by myself at that point, because you'll be too busy with her.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be watching like the reboot of Vampire Diaries, just giving updates on that one.
Crying to yourself.
Yeah, I'll be watching Star Wars. You're Rebels still because it's so bad.
You're icing yourself. Whoa, who did that?
I get so drunk I black out. I forget to like. Oh, who iced me? Gosh.
Yeah,
I like that we can hypothetically talk about you marrying our friend's girlfriend after he dies from kidney failure. It's not messed up at all.
No, not at all. Were you making sure that microphone was on?
Yeah.
Yeah, halfway through this, I was looking, I'm like, I'm hoping all this was on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
I think I turned up yours more.
Because I've been away
You've
from
been
it.
A little bit more away from it?
We hit that spot where we're talking about the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because I've been watching the lines on here. See how loud you're talking. But you were doing good because you weren't touching it, but I noticed that I was touching it. That's why I took off my thing.
Yeah, yeah. You've been moving around all over.
Yeah, so that I need to go back to holding it firmly.
Yeah. Like a,
firmly grasp it.
Yeah. Tightly. Yeah. Squeeze and twist a little bit. Oh, man.
But that wraps things up.
Yeah.
I was afraid that we weren't going to have anything to talk about because we spent the last hour together talking.
Yeah. It worked really... I think that was like a... It was a warm-up, right?
Yeah.
I got my vocal cords going. You know, stretched them out a little bit. And then just help me kind of flow with this podcast.
Exactly.
And I had three things to talk about, and, you know, I hit them all.
Yeah. Because I feel like we talk about all this stuff that nobody wants to hear first.
Yes.
And now we have to come up with something, so then we just talk about
And we had good transitions, too.
Yeah.
Like, they very much flowed from story to story. I feel bad for anyone listening at this point. All right. Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can take it away.
Okay. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
I just said that, dummy.
Join next week for another exciting episode of
Deuces.
Deuces. Deuces.